they call it Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. Hey, everybody, welcome to Keith and the Girl. How's it going, Kenda?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. Got to be a big light so I know when to start. Twitters, don't forget, Keith and the Girl's on Twitter. Let me explain to you the different Twitters and what goes on. There's the show Keith and the Girl, and we let you know when live shows are, different specials we have at the Keith and the Girl store, things like that.
You sometimes you're the first to know about things because you're following us on Twitter.
Exactly. Then there's Keith Malley Twitter. That's my Twitter.
That's a dangerous Twitter.
That's dangerous. You might have trouble sleeping some nights because I had trouble sleeping some nights. Okay, so just know what you're in for. I'm the RT King.
Oh, God.
I don't mind saying that. I was just Twittering my buddy Scott Perez Fox. He wrote, Keith, my grandma died. Guess how? And so I wrote back, from heartbreak because you never got laid?
That is the rudest thing you could have said.
I am not sure where he was going with that.
I'm not sure why anyone asks you these questions at all.
And Chemda's Twitter is at Chemda. And it's more conservative, I think.
I am more conservative because you know what? I think a bunch of times before I tweet, because I know it goes to my Facebook, I'm wondering if, you know, it's worthwhile,
right.
Things like that. So this weekend's worthwhile tweet was me taking a picture. Lauren booked herself a clown gig. I don't know if you know. She's face painting in balloons sometimes. I took a picture of her in the middle of it because I came with her along for the ride. And I said, she's for hire now. So you get to know those things.
There you go.
And a picture of her, she actually let the kids paint her face. And this is what we discovered, is the kids are not familiar with paint anymore. These were around 2-year-olds. And this 2-year-old was painting her face. And the mom comes over and she said, oh, this is the first time she's holding a brush. She's so used to doing it digitally, to drawing digitally, that she's not really sure what she's doing.
Like on an iPad or whatnot.
Yeah. So this was the first experience of her actually. Wow. Either, and she stuck her finger in it and was, you know, dumbfounded because it's on her finger now. So she's looking at it like, well, usually the digital picture doesn't show up on her finger.
Is she taking her other finger and wiping her face and like, how do I erase?
She might have been. And
then she tries to scroll her face over with two fingers.
It was so weird.
I want a new face. Like, that hurts when you do that. You're twisting my head. Give me a new face. Shakes it.
She's shaking Lauren's head.
It's an Etch-a-Sketch.
Well, what's funny is I didn't realize how much these kids are, you know, really growing up in a digital age. You know, a lot of people that we know now started as early as, you know, when they were 13, they were on a computer and they had the internet and things like that. And even that's amazing to me. But these people are born with digital age, right? This other mom was showing her son a video while he's getting painted so he can sit still. She sets it down for a second. Some other kid comes over.
Do you think there is such a thing as ADHD? And I think there is.
Yes.
But maybe it's because of all this technology. You can't sit still. You have to watch a video to sit still. Remember when a pinch and a twist would do it? Now we need a 5-minute video? And what's more exciting when you're a kid than getting face paint? I can't calm down.
These kids were really young, and I think there's some kind of happy medium between I have to watch a video and a pinch and a squeeze.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but it'll take us having kids to find out, and I'm not going to be the one, it doesn't look like. But anyway, this woman sets it down because she has to tend to her kid. Another kid comes over, again, about 2 years old. It was obvious she knew what a video screen looks like on an iPhone. Because she touched the screen so it could bring up the
play, pause.
Yeah, the options, and then she went straight to pause and she paused the video for them.
It's a little strange.
It was so weird. And I turned to her mom and I go, she knew that, right? Because it seemed like she was going right to it. And she's like, yeah, that's how she watches videos.
You know what? I want to get into later on in the show how I think kids are starting with this technology too young and things I see on Facebook and Twitter, like because you know how you say you're conservative, you don't know what to put out there on Twitter. Is it a big deal? You have thousands of people looking at it. And to me, I see what people write on Twitter and Facebook. I can't go wrong. There's such ridiculousness out there.
Well, I guess what I'm thinking, I'm thinking along your lines, is everyone's writing such garbage. I'm very conservative also about who I follow. So I don't follow a lot of people. So, I'm teetering on a couple of people right now. And
McNally, right? He really thinks America was his girlfriend, namely New York City.
Yes.
Dumped him.
Yes. And it's all our fault.
He forgets he left us. And just 17. Now, just because I tweet 17 things in a row doesn't mean I can follow somebody that tweets 17 things in a row.
But he also tweets 17 very hateful things.
Right.
Almost, I feel like they're so personal to me. Like, Oh, you fucking asshole Americans think you're so cool because of so and so. And I said, don't come back. You know, I'm just talking to myself. I'm dying to retweet. Like, can you just, you know, then don't come, or like, stop.
Who asked you?
Yeah.
Invited you?
Exactly. I want to tweet him back things like that. And then I'm like, no, because then he wins. And that's why I didn't want to bring his name up on this, because I just feel like him affecting me is exactly what he wants. And he even tweets about that. He goes, oh, look how many people I got to hate me and are, you know, retweeting my shit with some nonsense in front of it and things like that. And I go, exactly. I'm not going to be one of those. But he drives me crazy. But I don't want to unfollow.
Always check the time when somebody does tweet something that upsets you. A lot of these are 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and you're like, all right, what malt beverage is really typing?
No, because with McNally, I actually was going to, I was going to follow Friday him, right?
Right.
So like follow Friday, I think his name is at McNally.
Announce, you say, hey, I like this guy, you should follow him also.
No, oh yeah, that's what follow Friday is. So I was going to say follow Friday at McNally because someone needs to find out if he ever goes to sleep.
Right.
Because he will tweet hate, pure hate at any time. You know why? Because he doesn't have a job. So he's busy hating lazy fat fuck America while he's up there in Canada chilling with health insurance and his mom's money, yelling at me. You know, I don't care that you're not working. I don't care what kind of hours you keep. I don't care how much coffee you drink, which is too much, diarrhea boy.
Right.
But I do care when you're calling me names and I'm working so hard. Mm-hmm. And I hate that it affects me.
And what's funny is these people that do put out all this hate, and then if you agree with them, yay, it's the greatest thing. If you disagree with them, whoa, I was just saying shit. How come when you agree with McNally, he doesn't write back? What the fuck? Dude, I was just saying, who can agree with this? How can you hate something you're not part of for so long?
Yeah, if it's not true, then you shouldn't hate. It's like, you know, if it's not true for the first 1,000 posts.
Right.
For the next 1,000 posts, you're getting on my last nerve. But I don't want to unfollow, and it's because of this. You know when sometimes highly liberal folks follow very conservative shows because they want to know what the other side is doing.
I used to watch Fox News for a while. It was entertaining how disgusting it was.
Right. So I can't get off it because I'm semi-addicted to it. Like, I need to make sure that I know his hate.
Right.
You know, I am going to see him. Hi, McNally. I know I'm going to shake your hand in April. You know where that's going to be? In America. And I'm going to feed you a donut. You fucking fatso.
Oh, is it going to be a... what's that one that he likes? Not Dunkin' Donuts? What they love up there?
Krispy Kreme. No. What's the Canadian one? Of course it's Canadian.
Right. Oh, Wells. I don't mind not following people, and they get upset when you don't follow them. I mean, you've seen stories in the paper. There's one recently where a girl unfollowed another girl, so the girl set her house on fire.
My goodness.
Yeah, well, it is unfollowing somebody. Usually... You know, nowadays you have these fake friends in your life that you unfollow them or take them off your Facebook. They can't contact you at all. That seems so spiteful and hateful. It's not like I'll see you at a party and we'll discuss it. It's like you didn't even let me really get my side out and you just unfollowed me. It upsets people. Luckily, people know I don't know the difference between a 1 and a 0. And to be able to blame this technology is such an advantage. Oh, I don't know.
Again.
I don't know what. I'm not following? I don't even know. Well, try to follow me now. I just ate my phone. You're stupid. I'm too stupid.
Again, I think of that also. I know some people have messages going to their email when people unfollow them or they keep track or whatever.
Right.
And I only get the messages of you're starting to follow me. And I think I say a little thank you in my head every time I get a new email of somebody following me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get the unfollows because I don't want to think negatively. What if it's really my buddy?
Right.
I'm going to have to email you and go, what was it? Was it the last one or the last 10 that made you not want to follow me? But so...
I would never get one of those programs that tests.
Yeah.
People have programs that I know John Neffel had one because he saw me. Mike Kaplan was going through some period in his life where I couldn't take it. And then they know right when you follow, and they're like, hey, thanks for... I'm like, so that means you knew when I unfollowed you.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, it's good to...
That's the thing. I haven't unfollowed...
You got to calm down with the 99% protests. That's all. That's all.
I haven't unfollowed a couple of people because I'm afraid that they'll feel rejected, and they're my real friends. And then I
have a fake Twitter account that just keeps those people happy.
I haven't followed some people because I might have to unfollow them later and I won't be able to do
right.
it. This is so stupid.
See, but what I do is they go, you unfollowed me? And I go, I thought we were all on Google Plus.
What?
Yeah. I really can't follow what's going on. I really can't follow. A lot of people like Keith and the Girls show on Friday. The poll.
Oh, yeah. Ophira kicked fucking ass.
She's always the greatest. We have a poll for every show. Friday's poll. Well, kicked ass. She kicked my ass. The poll was, who was the biggest bitch on today's show? It was a write-in vote. Your choices are blank and blank. A 55% blank one.
Yeah, but you want to hear why Keith's such an asshole? He goes, that should be the poll. And I start cracking up. And he goes, okay, done, right? And I go, yeah, that's really good. And he goes... Should it be
who's the biggest female bitch?
Yeah.
And just to like, be clear.
Yeah, because... And then that made it clear to me, I think, you know? I thought you were being ironic or funny that it's only two blanks. And I go, no, you're not exempt from this. You might be the biggest bitch.
I doubt it. Here's people rating comments. There should be three choices in the poll. Don't let blank off so easy. I was nearly in tears when Ophira was going after Keith. Great back and forth between everyone on the show. I love Ophira. This show had me in stitches the entire time. Brilliant. Ophira was a weapon in this episode. Loved getting the early Christmas presents with Ophira on both Keith and the Girl and Kenda's show What's My Name this week. She hasn't been on as much as other guests, but when she does, she always brings the gold.
I agree.
She was, I said this the other day, she was fantastic on Kenda's show, talking about marriage from the women's point of view. And three women, no men around, so, you know, they're able to, like, really say how they feel. And it's fantastic. And I've heard... this is how you know Hemd is a good interview. I've heard women talk before, and it's like, how exciting it would be to be in a room of women talking. You can't wait to get out of that hen house. So fat, believe me, nothing fun about it.
But I think there's a compliment in here.
It's coming. Hemd is able to put this all together and into a way that even men can take women talking.
You know what? You are so obnoxious when it comes to this. He's not kidding. I've had where I'm downstairs in the living room with one or two female friends of mine. He walks down the steps. He gets halfway down the steps, remembering that I'm having female friends visits, looks at them, acts surprised face, and walks right back up. You motherfucker.
And then I Twitter about it 25 times in a row. They unfollow me. Here's a email that Hemda got. I looked through her email. I hope you had a great birthday. I also just wanted to say that What's My Name is damn good and very funny. I really hope you guys haven't been catching crap for Keith and Girl VIP, as it's beyond a deal, especially with What's My Name's edition. I don't know why people would... Why would you complain about that? I don't know. But we did get some emails, and I can understand. I mean, I don't agree in any way, but I understand that people said, all right, Keith and the Girl now has this VIP service where you pay a little extra, you know, compared to getting the show for free.
May I say, when you say a little extra, it's less than 50 cents a day.
Right.
Okay.
And you get every show that we ever did from show number one, over 1,500 shows now, including Keith and the Girl Beginnings, which is a cleverly put together thing buddy B. Jason did about the origins of Keith and the Girl. Get that fast. Catch up if you want to do it that way. Keith and the Girl TV episodes, all these videos that we did, 37 I believe we have. So many, but we just put up the Live in Washington, D.C. show there. So much stuff you get. And I think and with this digital age we live in, I really think everybody's, not everybody, but a lot of people feel so entitled that when you charge something, they can't take it. Now, you still get...
The last 10 shows.
The last 10 Keith and the Girl shows that we did for free.
Yes.
If you're only an IP. I don't understand how people get, but I did understand people would get upset. I did expect that, and I remember, this is true, as we were planning this VIP thing, go, you know, some people are going to complain because they used to, they're going to feel they got all these shows for free before, and now they feel, instead of a chance to get something that we packaged nicely together, they feel somehow something's being taken away. They're not thinking it through before they type an email. And I go, I'm going to get these emails. And let me tell you something. After all the dumb emails we've gotten over the years, getting close to 7 years doing this show, it's kind of sick. I looked forward to it. I said, Kenda, I'm excited about this. It's like, people are going to probably complain. I hope so. Because these letters have to be so stupid. And they were. And there were only a couple. I was surprised. I can remember the names.
How little, yeah.
But they, everyone was dumber than the last that we got. I'm like, wow. I mean, I knew we were right. But there's so much time and money spent to put this VIP thing together. I know we're right, but seeing these emails, like, well, thank you for convincing me I'm right by writing, dear shithead.
Dear asshole, I love your show so much. Can I not pay for it?
Right. It's so weird. I was excited about hey mail. And then I know these, I recognize these names, whether it's a fake forum names, you know, or the real name where, like, here comes the email. And I'm like, ah, I didn't know you'd be first. I thought you'd be second. But Patrick Bailey is first. I see. Okay. That's interesting. Here's a follow-up after calling me a shithead. Can you support my podcast and mention it? What is with this world? I got a lot of stories. It's a crazy world. I'm checking out. The letter goes on. I'm a little behind on Keith and the Girl, so I just heard where Lauren told the story about saving those dogs when she was a kid. I didn't tear up, though. I just happened to be throwing sand directly into my eyes when I was listening to it. But Lauren, you're my fucking hero. Hope you guys have a good holiday season.
Wasn't that cute?
Very nice.
Loved it.
Very nice. Don't forget, by the way, keithandthegirl.com/store right now. Gift cards for the holiday season. What kind of discount you get on the gift cards? How does this work?
It's Keith and the Girl. It's called KTG Bucks, and you get digital. You don't need, this is our stay inside campaign.
Because you know what? We all wait until the last minute for Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait until a gift card comes in the mail. I give you my money for a gift card. I want the gift card now. Done.
Yeah, basically you get a code and you could use the code. Your friend could use the code, however you want to do it.
Right.
So right now you get 25% off gift card. So if you want to give a $10 gift card, it's only going to cost you $7.50. If you want to give a $100 gift card, it's only going to cost you $75. Now, it is a gift card, but I say for Christmas you gift yourself.
Mm.
So you can actually get $100 worth of stuff for $75.
You can give and receive.
Yeah. So basically, it's 25% off the entire store. Yeah. And the code is GIFT.
Kind of goes with what we're talking about. I saw this yesterday. I'm in my bed. I'm looking up football scores. And I come across an ESPN app, you know, for the phone. It's called Watch ESPN. It's free.
That's so cool.
It has 2.5 stars out of 5. And I'm thinking, how 2.5? I get to watch ESPN on my phone and it's free. Now, maybe I already have to have it on my cable, which is fair.
Right.
But why 2.5 stars? So I look up these reviews. I'm telling you, is that guy from Virgin serious about taking a rocket ship to Mars? Because I think I'm on board. Let's see. So 1 star, 1 star, 1 star after another. Really? Only 4 providers you offer? None of which I've heard of. You never heard of Time Warner. You know, they put the biggest providers.
So wait, they're basically, you download the ESPN app,
right,
but it has to be linked to a cable provider like Time Warner.
Right. That agrees to work with them.
Right. So there are 4 of them.
So there's only 4 up at this time.
I only know of 2.
Right. Well, he goes, add U-verse. The fuck is U-verse? Well, they'll get right on it. 1 star, you need to have another provider. 1 star, please add Cox Communications. 1 star, please add DirecTV. 1 star, you don't have Dish as a provider. You are affecting their business with your 1 stars.
Yeah.
But can you please add? I'll just do 1 star to get your attention. It's free. I know they see this and they go, fuck you. And fuck you, Verse.
It's also, it motivates, I don't know if a big company gets affected, but when I see 1 star for something that we worked so hard on, it's hard to get motivated to continue.
Right. 1 star. Installed this app 2 days ago to watch the NCAA volleyball regionals. I'm on my iPhone. The app works fine, but volleyball is not meant to be watched on a 3.5-inch screen. Then don't do it!
That's the app's fault.
Yeah, you let me do it.
Turns out I don't like it, so I hate you.
I mean, this is great. We have the Keith and the Girl app, and Doug's messing with it right now, and then we're going to put it back up. And he put so much work behind it, and it's amazing, if you ask me. You can listen to the show, call in, and it's an amazing application. And we'll tell you when it's back in the iTunes store for free. But people will see it and go, I'm not used to this talk show. I didn't press play, but I just don't understand what it is right away. One star. Hey, sorry about my one star earlier. I really like it.
Somebody complained this app should, you know, when you turn your phone, it goes with you.
Yeah.
It didn't have that. What the fuck?
That it goes with you?
That, you know, when you turn your phone around, the picture turns around
It turns sideways. It says play and audio is coming out. I want the whole thing to turn sideways. There's no need for it to. Yeah, but I've seen things do that. One star. Other than that, perfect. And then you see our app, it's like 4.5 stars out of 5. And I'm like, you motherfuckers, the half a star people like us. No way to win. Rob Blagojevich, he's the guy that was selling the Senate seat, obviously illegally. You can't do it legally. Do you remember he was going on all these talk shows? He's the one with the, you know, he was the original Justin Bieber hair, you asked me. And he would go on talk shows and saying, you'll see, I'm framed. You have this audio of me on the phone making these deals, but it's taken out of context. And you're like, what could the, I understand things being taken out of context. What could possibly, something I will not do is, I will sell you the Senate seat. what can be taken out of context? So anyway, he's on all these shows. His wife, if you remember, was on I'm a Survivor, Get Me Out of Here. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. You're a celebrity because you're Mrs. Piece of Shit. So, I mean, this whole family's a piece of work. So he goes on show after show, and I watch these interviews. I'm innocent. Sometimes government can be corrupt, and this is what they're doing to me, and I can't say now, but you'll see. Well, too much proof they get on this guy, and he goes, you know what? I did it. 100%. I'm throwing myself at the mercy of the court. They go, fuck you. He gets 14 years in jail.
Which is a lot.
He's selling a Senate seat.
Right.
He admitted that he was wrong after lying time and time and again. I say life. I say, in the middle of Times Square with one of those things you stick your head and arms into and sell tomatoes for $5. I mean, this is insanity. 14 years isn't enough. I didn't do anything. Well, we definitely caught you. I did it. Well, if you caught me, I did it.
Well, when you're selling how much he was selling the Senate seats for?
Yeah, Subway sandwich. I mean, it's really disgusting.
Let's say he was selling it for 100 grand, right?
Right.
So we sell $5 tomatoes until we reach 100 grand.
Yes. Okay. You're getting somewhere. And then 14 years.
You know, 14 years is low because it's such a big crime. Isn't
it's
it considered
such
a
huge
federal
crime? It's the worst. It's horrible. It's treason. It's disgusting. You're selling a seat on the Senate. I mean, yeah. Give up. Keith, you should vote. For what? For what? I don't know. I went to these... you know, we'll go to the Crime and Punishment Museum or Ripley's Believe It or Not. This is how they would deal with crime. I'm like, bring some of that back.
Yeesh.
There's got to be a cross between 1911 and 2011. Bring some of this back. In the middle of Times Square, tied to a horse. We just pass them every day. I'm not saying
the
draw.
The poor horse.
I'm not saying draw and quarter them. I'm just saying.
You're not saying what?
Draw and quarter.
What is that?
When you take their hands and their feet and you tie them to four horses. That's what they did in the old days. And then the horses go in every direction and, you know, there's trouble. I'm not saying... don't take this out of context.
No, because you don't...
saying that. I'm saying just stick them there, with, you know, hung up on a sign.
If they do the horse thing, right?
Right.
Someone has to be hired to clean that mess up after. Unless you lay down a big thing of aluminum foil.
Well, I think that's probably, you know, another prisoner's job.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is shocking. Okay, what I did was wrong. For years and years, I'd see him. I mean, the whole system. I mean, God bless John Neffel. But this whole system. Do you see this Rick Perry ad? This guy's running for president. And it's not so much I'm shocked about what he says, which is shocking, and we'll talk about. But what's so disgusting is that it's working. This ad I'm going to play for you has comment after comment, you know, on Facebook, Twitter, what have you. Amen. Thanks for telling it like it is. I'll read some of those to you. So I see this ad on TV. And Rick Perry, a Republican, running for president, of course. And I go, you know what? I'm going to play this on the show. Let me find it on YouTube, somewhere I can get the audio fast. I wonder if I'm going to be able to find it. Not only do I find it fast, it's right on top in yellow, sponsored by Rick Perry's campaign.
So he's really happy about this coming out.
He's happy. They're happy. Everybody's thrilled.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian. But you don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to know that there's something wrong in this country when gays can serve openly in the military, but our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas or pray in school. As president, I'll end Obama's war on religion, and I'll fight against liberal attacks on our religious heritage. Faith made America strong. It can make her strong again. I'm Rick Perry, and I approve this message.
You'd think he'd finish reading and go, wait, what?
I'm what Rick Perry, but wait, what?
I really got to start reading these ahead of time. I'll play it again, but...
Are you playing it again because in case you went into shock and didn't listen?
Yeah. I mean, look how it starts. Here, let me just do this.
It starts with nice music.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian.
He's not ashamed to admit he's a Christian. Everybody's a Christian. I'm not ashamed to admit I'm a person. You with me? We got people out there. This one's for the people.
Wait, what do you mean everybody's a Christian?
Who's not Christian in this country?
A lot of people.
Yeah? Yeah? Are you shocked he has the balls to say he's a Christian?
No. What you're saying is the Christians are the majority, so...
But the vast majority. Yeah. The vast majority. I know there's 12 of yous.
But you don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to know that there's something wrong in this country.
Okay, and I like how he doesn't offend people that don't really go to church. They just call themselves Christians. You don't got to be in a pew every Sunday. Like, ooh, I thought you lost me. I'm not in the pew at all. That's fine. You can still follow.
When gays can serve openly in the military, but our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas or pray in school.
Okay. See, this is where I didn't know that you guys had to hide your Christianity so much.
Oh, yeah. We can't celebrate Christmas. Never mind all the commercials for every store talking about Christmas. Shh. We're PC Richards. We have a sale. It's for Christmas.
But what about, okay, I walked into our building today, the building where our studio's in. Right. There's a huge Christmas tree.
Oh, I can't believe it's not burnt down.
Dude, but I don't understand why there's a huge Christmas tree. Honestly, my asshole first thought was, am I paying the light bill for this shit?
Right.
The lights were on the Christmas tree.
Well, listen, Kenda has her war on Christmas. And I say, I'm sorry if when I saw the Christmas tree in the building, I thought it was sweet.
I never once was like, oh, do we need this Christmas tree really? You know, right. I mean, I'm amazed that that buildings take the time not only to put the Christmas tree in the lobby, but also to hang lights. Because I always think, is that the super who has to climb up on the roof and put lights just so?
Right.
I don't know. I think it's a lot of work, but I don't care. I'm not going to complain or anything. The only thing is it's really torture. And again, I'm not writing a letter about this. I'm not telling the store anything about this. It's stores and restaurants, for fuck's sake. All I hear is cheesy, fucking ridiculous Christmas music. It just, the music sucks. It's
right.
Horrible.
They should have the good Jewish music. Trying to have a nice dinner. With bacon. They start picking up your chair.
That's the thing. It all sounds the same. The annoying Jewish music, annoying Christian music, annoying any kind of music, you know, eventually kind of gets on your nerves.
We can't celebrate Christmas in America. You know what I did over the weekend? I celebrated Christmas. Had no problem. You can do it whenever you want.
What's that one song? Oh, it gets on my nerves because it's one of those Rat Pack type people or whatever. Christmas, whoop-dee-doo.
I don't know.
It's just so annoying. Because then I'm singing it to Lauren for the rest of the day, except I'm going, we gotta go to the supermarket, whoop-dee-doo.
That sounds good. I'm into it. I mean, it's one thing. You could have gays in the military. Never mind, I'm Rick Perry. I wasn't in the military. Never mind that. But you could have gays in there. Okay, we're going to give them that. But you won't let me celebrate Christmas in the schools? You know, my kids are supposed to be learning, but they can't celebrate Christmas. No, they don't get to party.
I was just going to say, he did specifically say Christmas in schools.
Yeah.
Now, I really,
my kid has to just learn and study in school? But, but I'm allowing fags in the military.
And by the way, that's not true. I am so certain a lot of kids go home with some kind of Christmas drawing. Maybe because, maybe not because, okay, today we're all going to draw Christmas trees, but I think that they do incorporate today in arts and crafts or whatever the class is, we're going to draw something about our own holiday or something like that. They do incorporate somewhat. You can't, they're not ignoring Christmas in right. trees. I'm so sure they are not ignoring 100% Christmas in the schools. I went to public
don't forget,
school.
Don't forget, vacation's coming up, children, for I don't know why, but I'll see you in 2 weeks. Fuck, you get 2 weeks off.
I think they get more than that.
Sure.
As president, I'll end Obama's war on religion.
And I didn't know Obama had a war on religion.
Well, pay attention, people. People really have their eyes closed.
Attacks on our religious heritage. Faith made America strong. It can make her strong again.
Faith made us strong can make us strong again. Hey, I'm saying what you're saying about this economy and everything that's going on. Who the fuck knows? But if we could all have some faith and just believe that shit'll work out, I think it's going to work out. It has to.
Remember when it used to work out, but not?
I'm Rick Perry, and I'm not embarrassed by this at all. I mean, really, at the end? Here it is again. Here's the end.
I'm Rick Perry, and I approve this message.
He honestly should say, I'm Rick Perry, and that was a joke. And if you believed in him, you didn't hear that part because you're too stupid. That's and if true. You didn't, you're like, oh, of course, okay. You right. know what? I like your sense of humor. Because you're going to vote for him after hearing, I'm going to go and be president and bring back religion. I didn't know it was taken away. Everything seemed just fine. And God We Trust is on the dollar bill still. Just fine. Everything's okay.
He needs more. Here, McBain is writing in, the piece of music used for this ad was composed by a gay Jew. He didn't know that.
Right. He should say that. And gay Jew made this ad.
Oh, yeah. Here's an ad on TV. There's no way any Jews had anything to do with
right,
that.
Right, right.
No gays at all picked anything he had to wear or anything in the background.
Haven't you can't.
Did you like that I brought the stereotypes into it?
I follow you.
You have to like the Jews.
They're taking away that you can't do Christmas. If you vote for him, bring back religion, then he becomes president. Then he goes, all right, everybody, we're allowed to celebrate Christmas in the schools. How long is that going to take? An hour max, let's say a week. You still have 4 more years minus a week in office, and you know nothing about him. Oh, what a world. We're still a gays in the military. Hey, you know who can't celebrate Christmas? These gays in the military over in Iraq and Afghanistan are having a little trouble celebrating Christmas. How about that, Rick? How about you join the military and then say something? So then, even more disgusting than that, you see these people make comments.
I am amazed, actually, and I think you've mentioned this before. I really think that not only should you be born in this country in order to qualify to be president, you should have had your term in the military.
I believe that.
I really do.
Many things you can do in the military also instead of fighting.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to have a gun in your hand, but you have to believe in your military enough to join it.
Enough to send people out, even if you don't yeah. believe in war.
Yeah. I mean, you could be behind a desk or anything, but you have to serve.
So here's some comments. Let me see if I understand this straight, and then straight is crossed out, correctly. See, it's clever. Homos are, at best, per the latest scientific journals, I'm sure this guy reads a lot of scientific journals, 3% of the population, but they are now dictating all political activity and boundaries from the rat left. Most importantly, our armed surfaces. Bullshit.
Did he say surfaces?
Services.
Oh, okay.
Also, they're infiltrating our armed services? Not pleased.
I'm amazed. You don't say thank you. Someone's over there risking their life. You care.
They're trying to get everywhere. I mean, they're so sick. They're going even where they're not wanted. I mean, that's a sickness in the bad way. Although Perry is not my first pick, I love the ad. He may be running a close second to Newt for political incorrectness. Telling it like it is, priceless. Finally, someone's telling it like it is. Well, here says somebody else. He gets another bonus point on my scoreboard. I seriously doubt the guy who claims... Oh, so Rick Perry was doing some kind of speech somewhere, and a guy from the military said, I'm gay. Let's talk about this gay in the military thing you threw into your ad. Like nobody's going to notice. Well, this person writes, I seriously doubt the guy who claims to be a Marine is straight. And even if he is, he can't be too bright if he cannot see why gays should not serve openly in the military. Serve? Certainly if they wish to, but they have to keep their mouths shut. Literally. Their butts, too.
Whoa.
This guy can vote just like you can.
Wow.
Perry was down on my list.
I'm sorry, but it conjures up this image, and I'm wondering if this is what these guys are thinking when they're thinking gays in the military. Everyone else is behind some sort, in their foxhole, yeah, behind the barracks, whatever it is that people do at war, and I don't know what it is, so I can't say you can't be in it, right? So everyone's doing that, and some gay fucking asshole is right in the middle going, ha!
Yeah, you're giving up.
My butthole in the air. No. Hi. I'm here like you are. Hi.
Shh. You're right when you say gay asshole, too. That's what they do.
It's all they do.
Yeah, it's
all day, every day.
Oh, I was with a gay guy in the military. I started digging this foxhole. He started fucking it. I never got any work done. He started fucking all. I'd go, all right, I'm building over here. He'd come over here and start fucking. It looked like a mole was running around the field. Is disgusting. I know what he's saying, this guy. My Lord.
And he was hitting on you left and right, right? Because that's all gay guys have time to do is hit on everybody.
I didn't see it, but I think that's because it was always happening. It's like if your house smells, but you never leave. I mean, this is what's happening. And you think a vote's going to change? You know what it is? I think the world's always been this crazy and this retarded. But going back to social media, now we know it. Now with Twitter and Facebook, you see what's out there. And it's ridiculous. And you're not saving anything. And when people say, Keith, you decided not to vote, but you should be fighting against this stuff. If America got what we really wanted, and I've said this before, if you got what you really wanted, what the majority wanted, it would be far worse. This is the majority. Your majority are Christians, and I'm not saying all Christians are like this, but you do have a lot of homophobia out there. Brother Love, who tours this country with his band, sees it. There are your coasts, and there is what's in the middle, and for the most part, what's in the middle is a little backwoods.
Fucking McNally's right. God
damn it. McNally's right, except he picks on the good parts. That's how clueless he is.
He should do an American tour.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he shouldn't.
Take a Canada tour. Take a down your block tour. New York shit. Here's a. You know what he tweeted the other day? I saw some fucked up dirty street and goes, oh, these streets will inspire you, right? You know, like Rihanna sang Send. And I look at the picture. I'm like, yes. She was singing about Bushwick at 3 a.m. I think there's other streets. You never toured the city.
But I don't see any inspiration coming out of him in Canada.
Right.
He's not inspired to do jack shit. Ever since he left New York, he's doing, you know, complaint things and that's it.
That's what I do.
That's true.
That's my thing.
Kid is saying, I think if someone hated gays so much, he'd want them/us to go get shot at overseas wars.
Right.
And Hennessy.
You're telling me we can't demand that gays join our military? And I can't celebrate Christmas?
Hennessy is saying gays in military equals human centipede 3.
It really, you know what? It really is. It gets to be too much. I'll take watch. Yeah, I know you'll take watch. Let's go. Like, all right. Come on.
Oh, you know what? You brought up John Neffel before. WikiTV is writing in. I don't know if you heard via Twitter. I was with John and Molly this morning at Occupy Wall Street rally march. John and about 15 other people were arrested.
Ugh. And this is who you're getting arrested for.
Damn.
I mean, we'll keep contact on that. And I wish John the best, but these are the people you're getting arrested for.
He did it on purpose so he can tweet from jail.
Right. Right. He's like, oh, I'm not letting Ted Alexandra beat me.
He's just drumming a drum. He's just banging on a drum.
By the way, it looks like Ted stopped with the movement.
Oh, really?
I know. I can follow his tweets again. You remember the guy in Rucker University? He was gay. He was having gay virtual sex, I believe. No, it's real gay sex in his dorm room.
And his roommate was videotaping.
And his roommate turned his computer camera on. It was streaming to everybody in Rutgers University and whoever else they would send it to, you know, throughout the world. But it's the university and people that he knows that's going to affect him.
Which is, I mean, especially at that age, but at any age, is just horrible, whether you're gay or straight. That's a some right. kind of version of rape. You can't just stream somebody's sexual acts. It's so embarrassing.
So he goes and tells his mom what happened and what's going on and how embarrassed and humiliated he is. The mom says, you know what? That you're gay? I need time to think about it. 3 weeks go by. That's how much time she needed. Not enough time. He ended up, of course, jumping off a bridge and killing himself. Just a little cautionary tale to the parent. I need some time. It's been 3 weeks, Mom. I'm not ready yet. Killed myself. Then she goes to the papers and says this story.
Yeah.
I'm not saying make up a story and sell your son out, but shut the fuck up.
I would leave that part out. My son killed himself. I don't need to say that he confessed. Not to you.
Right. Unless she is saying, it doesn't sound like it, but unless she really is saying, like, don't do what I did.
Right. Pay attention to your kid.
You need some time.
I do have to say, I understand the parents who need some time, but your kid just got fucked up. You know, it's not just saying I'm gay and I'm telling you. It's that I got taped doing this private thing.
Right. John's writing in, by the way. I'm Rick Perry, and I'm for faith against war on religion, and I forget the other thing. And I approve this message because it's not going to get any better. My intelligence. You were talking about this show you wanted to see. It is called...
Oh, the Muslim show?
Yeah, All American Muslim.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
And you're going to follow a Muslim family in America. Well, Lowe's, you know Lowe's, the home building place, you know?
Kind of like Home Depot-ish.
Kind of like Home Depot. I'm sure you get the same not customer service. And Lowe's sponsored it. And so people were in an uproar. Lowe's, what the fuck? You're an American company building a house, for God's sakes. That sounds very American. So Lowe's doesn't want to lose any business. They back out of it. Now it's comment after comment about how good an American they are. And I'm going to just read you a couple, but it really goes on and on. Here's some people writing.
Wait, but before you continue, it's not like we're following this Islam. Obviously, they're going to be following Islamic, a Muslim family who's a normal doing right.
It's not they're planting bombs in airports. I mean, this Learning Channel got it going on. So here's some people saying, thank God that you're an American company that stands for American values.
This is what America is, though.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Lois.
No, I mean, America is immigrants and different religions and things like that. That's what it says on our, you know, give me your tired, you're poor.
I believe it when I see it. Thank you, Lois, for pulling your advertising from All American Muslims show. There's no such thing as All American Muslims. You can now count on me for business. Ignore all the hate. That's selling out. Wow. Ignore all the hate coming from the Muslims and their brainwashed, uneducated followers of Islam. You did the right thing and patriots support you. Merry Christmas.
Okay, I would like the receipt from every Lowe's purchase this fucking asshole makes. Because I don't think he's jumping to Lowe's to get all his Christmas presents now.
You think there's not a lot of work he has to do on his trailer?
Maybe not.
Funny, they were almost pretty till they put rags on their heads.
Wow.
Thank you and Merry Christmas, Lowe's, and thank you for the early Christmas present. Lowe's, I respect you even more for pulling your advertising. How dare these people come into our country and try to take over and push their religion on us.
This is going to be the one place that cigarettes are going to allow to have ads.
I do not about offending anyone. You're offending your English teacher. We have bowed down and not taken a stand for too long. Go home to your own country where you disrespect women and kill babies and children just because you think you can. I guarantee if you tried that shit here, I would be the first in line to blow you away. Meanwhile, he's beating his wife.
But you're talking about things that any American would get busted for. Beating your wife and all that stuff. Maybe that's why they're here, because they don't want to do that anymore. Or they don't want to do that, period.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I'm going to put up some Christmas lights. Thank you for standing up for Americans. I will continue to give you my business. You gays could say whatever you want about Islam because you don't understand it. But as you all see, Islam is raising in the USA more than any other religion. Well, at least Rick Perry's not afraid to say he's still Christian.
Hennessy is saying, today's poll, who's worse, Muslims or gays?
Before you gays rate any crap about other religion, you should know your religion first. Before you say it's okay for them to have your religion, their religion, know your own. meaning, of course, Christianity. I assume. I'm trying to make this person make some kind of sense.
But that sounds like, I don't know. Okay.
And then it goes on, you know, thank you for pulling your support for American Muslim. Now I will come back and shop in your stores. Stand by your guns, Lowe's. America stands with you. I mean, literal guns. Mine are out.
Are there any negatives? Are there any,
The
fuck are you doing?
Nope.
Wow. I wonder if any of these people watched that show. Like any...
No, of course not.
Any episode.
Of course not. What do I got to see to know I don't like it? How do I know I'm not gay if I don't need an asshole? Sorry, some things I know.
These people are going to get killed.
Some things I know. We're not ready. This is the world that you're going to bother ruining your Sunday for voting.
It's mostly on a Tuesday.
Sorry, Tuesdays are important to me, too. Tuesdays are my Sundays because I don't go to church. Same thing to me. But we were talking about kids getting into this social networking younger and younger. These comments I was reading was on Facebook. So you have, you're not supposed to be on Facebook if you're not 13. But of course, there's no way to, could you be on Facebook? Yes, no. Yes, you're in. So the New York University did a study, found that 55% of parents of 12-year-olds say their child has a Facebook account. 76% of those parents reported helping their kids create the accounts. A third of the parents of 11-year-olds and 19% of the parents of 10-year-olds reported their child has an account. Study surveyed 1,007 parents nationwide. I'll tell you what's a shame. That sounds like an odd number to me. Oh, 1,007 parents.
Why would you, if you can't make your own...
Does that mean set of parents?
If you can make your own Facebook page, you probably shouldn't have one.
True.
As a 10-year-old.
For starts.
Yeah.
For starts. Mark Smerling, 48, of Brooklyn, said he has no problem with his 12-year-old son, Mason, using Facebook. All his friends are on it. They've given up on email. We keep our computer in a public area. When he's on, there's always a parent there. What a dumb argument that is,
Actually, I think that's a good argument.
Do you?
I do, because if you put the computer in a public place, then the kid is always at least knowing that somebody could be looking over their shoulder or something.
And how long does it take before I realize you're not looking over my shoulder and I'll type whatever the fuck I want? It takes me no time.
If every one of his friends are only communicating via Facebook, that's pretty difficult to keep them off then.
Really? You're going to be so out of the loop.
Yeah.
You don't get to be on Facebook.
I think it's a different time.
You're so funny because you're not going to have kids and anything goes with your kids.
Can't wait till you have kids.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I watch them.
Oh, it's going to be magnificent.
I put the computer in the living room and I watch them all the time. Oh, I can't even. Did you see the game last night? No, I was watching my kid on Facebook. But I will tell you, the new Justin Bieber album's out. I learned that.
That's cool. I think you can't keep a 12-year-old off
you can't.
A computer. No, I'm saying you shouldn't keep a 12-year-old off a computer.
I know, you need it.
I think so.
You have to go on Facebook. What's good there? I have adult friends on Facebook. Nothing's good there. I've never been enlightened or given wisdom through Facebook. I've only been made dumber. Only. And you all agree. You
so
know
if you're
I'm
dumber,
telling the
I'm
truth.
Right.
What are you talking about?
It's weird math I just did.
All right. Well, enjoy your kids that you're not having. How ridiculous.
I'm just going to corrupt yours.
What is wrong with you? How can you even say 12 years old they should be on Facebook?
I did not say that they should and need to be on Facebook. I'm saying that is a good argument that if all the kids' friends are only emailing via Facebook and that is the way the world is right now, 12-year-old is not...
Because I got to get my emails out? These are important business emails. You're not
I'm
checking...
I'm not saying it's a business email, but...
I'm not checking my inbox. Well, let's work on Facebook where we can work on you getting these emails.
It's a good argument that you interrupted me for, but a 12-year-old is not a little tiny kid. A 12-year-old is coming up in the world at this point, and the social life is very important, and you can't shut them completely out. So you do have to make a little bit of leeway for them.
Okay.
Do you remember when you were 12?
Yeah, I was an idiot. The fuck do I remember when I was 12? That's sixth grade.
You have to socialize a little when you're 12. It is very important.
And I have to do it through Facebook. How did we
you
do
might
it as
now.
Kids?
I don't know.
How did we do it as kids? How did we do it?
We went outside. We made phone calls.
What? Somehow we made do. And you see these kids at these clown parties.
I understand. I'm not bothered that they can press the pause button. I'm just surprised because I'm not used to it.
You can't paint with your finger in real life, dum-dum.
I understand, but you can't also say, oh, I may do, so you have to do the same thing and put your kids in...
a disadvantage. 10, 11, this 12, I won't let them on Facebook. What a disadvantage they'll
have. It's 25 years ago that you were 12. It's a different time.
It's so different now. They must be on Facebook with idiots and pedophiles and crackheads. They have to be there to catch a predator. Where do they find these kids? Facebook every time. It's important. Yeah, but they're not going to be able to talk about...
You know how predators used to find your kid?
They're not going to be able to talk about the latest Muppets movie until Monday, till they go to school. And that would be so sad for my kid.
You know how predators used to catch your kids? In the backyard. In your day, they used to catch them in the backyard. No more allowing your kid in the backyard? Or do you have to monitor your kid in a different way?
I say now, drop them over to the pedophile's house.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I think it's...
The conclusion is a little far-fetched, Keith. You're going a little too far with what I'm saying.
I don't think so.
I know you don't, and that's why that's retarded to me.
All right, we got ourselves a poll. Chemda, wrong or super wrong? Smirling said the site's age rule, this is the dad, is an excuse in futility. It's unenforceable. So I'm going to do it? It's like having a big bowl of candy and not letting them have any. You just have to have a long conversation about the rules. Oh, yeah. My dad never taught me rules. You know what I mean?
I think if you talk to your kids, I think more than anything, kids need your interaction. They need your interaction. I think that's what's lacking because parents are on their own Facebook and not paying attention to their children.
The kid says Facebook isn't a thing to worry about. So we got his opinion too, which they both sound like brilliant people, the two of them. Dolores Pettigrew is 35. She lives in Crown Heights here, and she said she won't let her 12-year-old daughter be on because of safety fears. It is too much information to put out there. She's only 12. There are sex offenders out there. They should have stricter rules. You don't know who's out there pretending to be a kid.
I agree.
Okay, but it's worth it, though. Yeah, you might get fucked. Yes.
There's something in the middle that you're not realizing because you think you only let your kid run wild with as much Facebook time as they want, with as much internet time as they want, with going into any site that they're looking for, or you don't let them do anything because when you were 12, you didn't have Facebook. There's something in the middle that I think parents can find rules.
Yeah, wait till you're 13 minimum. How's that for a middle?
Okay.
Okay. Well, if you voted already, you voted prematurely because apparently I just won. I'm looking at, when I was messing around on the internet last night, I saw, other than pedophiles, I saw this question, this forums, will computers ever be smarter than humans? What are people talking about? They're already smarter. Here, I'm opening up a computer right now. I call it calculator. Okay, ready, Kanda?
Yes.
Kanda's smart.
Oh, come on.
55 times 7 plus 6 minus 105 equals, what is it, Kanda? It's 286. Now, how close were you?
Not close.
Okay, I think computers are smarter than people.
I would need more time.
Are computers smarter than people? Well, when will, can they ever be? They are. They don't have racist, gay, anti-gay views. And they get the job done. They're much smarter than people. This is a shitty fucking world. Everybody has dumb opinions.
And you're going to have children in it.
Well, I have to have a me.
Oh, it's just to duplicate you?
Well, look at me. Of course, I need company.
God, I look at you every day. I need another one?
This world's insane. Dina tweeted this. It's been 3 years since my father died tonight. Whatevs, he's doing better than most.
Whoa.
Cheers. I agree.
Did you unfollow her right after
no,
that?
No. I'm like, I started. I'm like, you know what? Look around. You're right. He's probably okay. I mean, you got such stupidity. There's a guy, he's a U.S. citizen. He was born in Thailand. Comes to the United States. Starts shitting on the royal family in the royal family. Have you seen Thailand? The royal family. Real royal. Real regal. So he shits on it, oppression and all this, writes about Thailand. Well, you can't do that in Thailand. It's a big offense. He goes back to Thailand for some medical care. For what? You know how you go to the doctor and your friend goes, make sure you get a Thai doctor. I don't be racist, but get a Thai doctor. So he goes back, who knows what he's doing.
It's better than getting some fag Jew.
Yeah, get yourself a Thai doctor. They know what they're doing. You ever have their food? So he goes, I don't know what he's getting done, goes to get something done. And they go, oh, we know you. You're writing all this shit about Thailand. Now you go to jail. Even with the American embassy's help, he gets 2.5 years in jail now. 55 years old, this idiot.
That's so long in regular American prison, but I'm sure in Thai prison it feels longer.
Of course.
2.5 years.
I had to say fuck you, but your medical care...
Well, America doesn't provide that, so maybe he has a point.
What I'm saying is McNally better watch what he twitters. He might need to come to the States someday again. That's all. There's this woman, Diane Bozzi. She's in New Hampshire. She goes to bingo all the time and takes her mom's urns to bingo with her every time. Left in the car, a thief broke in, stole the urns.
Do you think the urns, plural, or?
Stole the urn, I guess. Stole the urn of ashes, I say urns.
Do you think maybe it was a bingo rival and was like, well, if this is bringing her all this
maybe.
Loss, I'm serious, you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah, because why are you breaking into to get an urn?
You're breaking. You're
it
like,
seemed very specific.
This looks like a nice, I wonder if there's a genie in it. You don't know till you get home sometimes. You're in a hurry. A lot of these stories. Here's a new one. Billy Brown, he's 78. He's heading out to hunt deer. And he puts his gun down. His dog steps on his rifle. Fires it, shoots the man in the thigh.
Is it that easy to fire a gun that you just step on a?
Yeah, I mean you can. The dog is moving the paw like you would move your finger to pull the trigger.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he had it all primed. Hair trigger, he would tell his friends.
Do they put the dog down for that?
Yeah, it's the dog's fault.
Do you know what I mean though? Yeah. Because if a dog does something wrong, they do put him down.
Yeah. A man in West Valley City, Utah, ripped apart his girlfriend's house, believing she was trapped inside the walls and calling for help. It turned out he was having a bad drug reaction. His girlfriend was out of town, and he knew that.
What kind of drugs are those?
I'm going to guess from reading Nikki Sixx's cocaine book and hearing things that it was cocaine, and you do a lot for days, and you start hallucinating, and you think everybody's after you, and bad things are happening. I mean, it could be anything, meth, who knows? But it sounds like it's one of these things. And he thought his girlfriend was trapped in a wall.
That's so nice of him to break it down.
I'm over
here.
She
can't leave him anymore.
Well, can you stay in one fucking place? Now I'm in the kitchen. Bitch, stay in one place. I'll go to the side of you. Now I'm in the bathroom. God damn it. I'm trying to save you, but you're starting to piss me off. You know what happened? This was 2 days ago. This was over the weekend. I guess Saturday night. It's the middle of the night, 4 a.m, something like that. And I hear upstairs. Do you remember I said how upstairs in this apartment that I got in February that I was hearing a guy I was sure beating his dog? And I was asking, what do I do? Does it help to go, don't beat your dog? Do they only beat the dog more? I was in knots almost. I really didn't know what to do. So I'm hearing yelling.
You didn't see anything.
I'm
hearing things.
Yelling, a boom. All of a sudden, dog's not barking. It's going, arr! And then that's the end for a while. Then you're talking and you're making up a story because you can't hear anything. But it sounds to me like he gets mad at something, yells at the dog in the next room. Dog acts up. He has to kick the dog. That's what I'm gathering. Well, the guy must have moved out because quite some time ago, I haven't been hearing anything at all. So anyway, last night.
Or maybe the dog finally learned his lesson.
Who knows? Well, I mean, this guy would. It sounded like he would get drunk late at night and just start yelling at the TV, yelling at nobody. And that's not happening. So I don't think this person's there anymore. But last night, or the other night, it really sounds to me, I don't think I'm making all this up. It sounds to me he had a hammer and is just going around his apartment smashing things. Like, I don't know, wood, shelves, I don't know. And not even like he's not being considerate, it's 4 a.m. and he's putting shelving up. I mean, he is breaking things, and every so often it sounds like the hammer slips out of his hand from hitting some and falls on the ground, because I hear it like, that was the handle, that was the claw part. You know, it's settling. Mm. Handle, claw. And then he picks, and then he picks it up, starts smashing again. And I'm like coming to, like, oh, this isn't a dream. This is really happening.
It's like 4 o'clock in the morning or something?
At the latest. So it's like between 2 and 4, something like that. Wow. You know, your prime times when you shouldn't Twitter. So then I hear like, what the fuck, something like that, I think in another apartment.
In another apartment in or another area of the house?
I think another apartment of this house.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Wait, another apartment in the building.
In the building, right. Mm-hmm. So then, and I'm not sure where this is happening, a door, you know, I think a different door than I go into, this is happening, but I'm not sure. And there's some kind of argument, but I only hear the woman that I think went there to complain. I don't hear the guy, and I hear, fuck you. Shut up. Fuck you.
You hear that clearly?
Fuck you. Yeah, very clearly. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck yeah. You're not supposed to be here. You're not supposed to be here. You're not supposed to be here. Fuck you. And then I'm about to get up, but then it stops. I don't know what I would have done, but...
Don't you want to call 911? You hear something in your building, and they can take care of it.
911, then they go, the person that called was the guy that lives in this apartment. Then it's a whole mess. If I do something, I'm going to do something.
I don't know, because it sounds like one of those, you know...
I already heard your opinion on Facebook and kids, so you're probably wrong about this.
According to our audience, I'm 83% right.
And they regret that.
We're doing another poll today about if I'm right, and we'll see if we regret it or not.
You know what they did? They basically gave me one star, and now they regret it for being premature. That's what happened.
Well, your audience is premature.
But I don't know what happened. Like, maybe he's the guy that lived there with the dog beaten, and he had access to the apartment still, and so he was angry he was kicked out and destroyed it. I don't know, but it really sounded like smashing. I mean, I can't imagine seeing what really happened and go, whoo, can't believe I really got that so wrong.
Watch the news for the next couple of days.
Yeah, I don't know. It was so weird.
Oh, man, McBain just cleared it up. Keith, you live next door to the guy whose girlfriend was trapped in the wall.
Right. But then I'm hearing her, too.
Well, what are you doing with your evenings?
Well, how did I know it was Coke? I don't know, though. I'm watching, I watched Saturday Night Live. I saw they were doing their, you know, news stories, the fake news. They tell the real story, then they make a joke about it. Alec Baldwin was on it. And he was the captain, you know, he's playing the captain of the flight that he was kicked off for playing Words with Friends. It was so funny. Now, it's almost a shame that you can't hear the other side of it. Because I don't care what the other side has to say. You weren't in fantastic movies. Alec Baldwin was. And I thought it was so funny.
On Wednesday this week, actor Alec Baldwin was kicked off an American Airlines flight after he refused to turn off his phone and stop playing Words with Friends. Now here to comment, the pilot of that flight, Captain Steve Rogers.
Obviously Alec Baldwin. Mustache. Captain's outfit.
Thanks so much for coming, Captain.
Thanks for having us, Seth.
So, Captain Rogers, what's your take on the events of last Wednesday?
Well, it was awful, Seth, which is why it was very important for me to come here tonight and on behalf of everyone at American Airlines issue an apology to Mr. Alec Baldwin.
Are you sure this is the right way to handle this?
Yeah, keep going. Keep going.
So let me get this straight. You, Captain Rogers, want to apologize to Alec Baldwin.
Yes. Mr. Baldwin is an American treasure. And I am ashamed at the way he was treated. I mean, what harm would it do to let him keep playing his game? Not any game, mind you, but a word game for smart people.
Captain Rogers, don't phones interfere with the plane's communication system?
Oh, you don't believe that, do you, Sam? Would you really get on an airplane that flew 30,000 feet in the air if you thought one Kindle switch could take it down? Come on! It's just a cruel joke perpetrated by the airline industry. And we would have gotten away with it, but Alec Baldwin was just too smart for us. He really is something, Sam.
Seriously, Alec, I just don't think
this is okay. Keep going,
but didn't Alec Baldwin getting kicked off the plane delay takeoff?
It did. And it was the first time in the history of American Airlines that one of our flights was delayed. Come on, Sam! We're bankrupt. How dare we speak ill of the great Alan Baldwin? And we can't even take off on time.
It was also reported that Alan Baldwin slammed the bathroom door so loudly that you could hear it in the cockpit.
Now, Seth, words with friends can be frustrating in a game. I just started playing the game myself.
It can be a frustrating game.
You're about to play jailers off of someone's quiche, and then you realize you don't have the eye. Let me tell you, that'll make you slam the bathroom door, too. Besides, when I go to the bathroom on a plane, I always want that door slammed nice and tight. Doesn't everyone? Gee, Willikers.
Okay, Alec, this is too much. I don't want to be part of this anymore.
Seth, I'm not Alec. Do you hear me? But I wish it was. That man's a hero. A smart hero.
I loved it.
How cool is that, that when you have controversy, you could just go on air
good for him.
And do a little skit?
Hey, you know what? The things I had, the troubles I've had with these airlines, how you don't automatically assume it's the airline's fault. I don't understand. Hmm. I'm on his side. Absolutely. Absolutely. Sean from Calgary asking, when do you go to Ireland, Keith? I hope you're planning to get to the airport 3 days early.
He's there now.
I'm at the airport. We've been doing it from Newark all this time.
We don't want to miss our flights anymore.
That's right. Real quick, some things people have been tweeting in. Have Keith...
tweeting in. Look at that.
Hmm.
You said tweeting in. No one's tweeting nothing.
Well, I lied. All right. Take care, everybody. Feedbacking in. Keith, have you ever had a Christmas tree? Chemda, have you ever had a... why would Chemda have a Christmas tree?
I had one.
You had a Christmas tree?
With you, you jackass.
Oh, well, come on. I mean,
no, come on, because you are the worst person to have a Christmas tree with. Do you not remember this?
All right. Thank you guys very much for listening.
No, I'm going to now tell this story. We borrowed the fake Christmas tree and the decorations from your sister, and it was a huge tree, floor to ceiling, and it had these little components, and you kind of put it together like a puzzle piece, very easy, but then you have to, you know, spread the, because it gets packed in so nice, you now have to spread the little branches and blah, blah, blah. Not even halfway through, and Keith is the one that wanted to do Christmas quote, right, you mm-hmm. know, with all the trees and all the everything.
A lot of people don't let you celebrate it.
Right. Halfway through, he was done with it. He goes, I'm going to go upstairs, go to the bathroom for a second. I didn't see him until the rest of the tree was good. And then the tree wasn't taken down and none of the decorations were taken down until somewhere in February minimum. And he was not into ever doing it again. And you know why? Because Keith just wants to feel Christmas, but mm-hmm. he doesn't want to put the work behind making that happen.
Right. It's called Christmas, not Workmas.
Right.
Right, of course.
And it just happens, like the magic that Christmas is.
I'm being told, by the way, going back to Alec Baldwin real quick, when he was playing Words with Friends, is with his daughter. That's how they bond. And he had just played Selfish Pig for 78 points. So you can tell it was a very hectic time.
Well, you know, we were speaking about Twitter a lot. Did you hear about, what's his name? Charlie Sheen tweeted. He didn't know how to Twitter. He was trying to send a private message to Justin Bieber, which, by the way, why all these adult celebrities are friends with Justin Bieber is really, really creepy. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if he's 20 years old yet. Charlie Sheen is what, in his late 40s, early 50s?
You're not saying through the social media. It can get a little uncomfortable the way these older people
are texting
younger people.
Anyway, so he thought he was private. Hey, Lauren, don't laugh that hard.
She has a point. I'm at least two stars now.
So he's trying to private message Justin Bieber his actual phone number to his cell phone, and he does it where it's public to over a million followers, and within minutes his phone just has a breakdown because so many people are texting and calling him.
Look at that.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's kind of retarded.
You do want to look more into why are you private messaging him anything?
Yeah, I think people just treat adults, kid celebrities like adults.
I've seen him. I don't get it. I've seen Justin Bieber. I'm not confused.
I know. I think it's more that Charlie Sheen is still 12 years old. I think it's more that the adults don't want to grow up. Right. They just want to lead this retarded life.
Right. Well, I wish them all the best. How about that? Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Goodbye.